I'm Rabbi Brian, an ordained rabbi who empowers folk about religion so you can talk about it without feeling like you're wearing underwear on your head. And sometimes we even talk about God, a community of learners. Religion outside the box.
Step outside the box.
1993, 1994 or so, I'm in the supermarket with my BFF from rabbinical school, Noah. And Noah chides me as I'm trying to use my 25-cent coupon to double my coupon rewards according to the supermarket's intricate scheme of how they double coupons on certain days. And she says, Brian, really, how much are you saving? I mean, at the end of the year, could you even save $250 in 25-cent increments? She asked me, wouldn't you be better off just spending $500 and enjoying your life? Of course, the comment was annoying, but it was true. It took me years, and I still will drive an extra block and a half to save 2 to 3 cents on a gallon of gas, but it hit me the other day, there's something else. I try to save time. I'll rush through playing with my kids. I'll rush through an Algebra 2 lesson to my students. I'll rush through a meal so that I'll have more time. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. What am I saving this time for? I'm trying to save time so that I'll be better able to do what? There's nothing else there is for me to do than to be where I am when I'm here. Why am I trying to get ahead of myself? At the end of the year, will I have 367 days in it? I don't think so. And I wonder if the same's not true with you. Do you try to save time and money so that you can... Oh yeah, so we can do what? Enjoy a little less now and more in a time that doesn't come? If you want to email my friend Noah, please go ahead. NoahKushner@somewhere.com. Anyway, there are a few extra seconds here on this podcast. I guess I should rush through it. This article's a little too short. Now what? Spiritual religious advice. Be here when you're here. With lots of love. And slowly, I'm Rabbi Brian.